Are you interested in understanding GLP-1 medications like Ozempic, Wegovy, or Mounjaro? Then join us on The Plus Sides, Cracking the Obesity Code, the groundbreaking podcast helping people change their lives one episode at a time. The Plus Sides podcast is a disruptor. We're breaking down barriers, smashing stereotypes, and sharing inspiring stories that'll leave you feeling informed and empowered. Join us every week to learn from doctors who are specialists around GLP-1 medications like Ozempic, Wegovy, or Mounjaro. They'll provide you with science and facts to validate these incredible stories. But that's not all. We'll also bring you the voices of the GLP-1 Mounjaro TikTok community, real people who face the challenges of obesity related diseases and disorders, and discovered the incredible plus sides of GLP-1 medications. Our episodes are filled with heartwarming stories, laughter, and moments of triumph. You'll connect with our amazing community members who are reclaiming their health and experiencing their fullest lives. Are you ready to embark on a journey of discovery and empowerment? Tune in to The Plus Sides, Cracking the Obesity Code, and together we'll change the narrative around obesity and end the stigma. Subscribe now on YouTube or your favorite podcast platform and join our incredible community. Let's celebrate the plus sides of life together, because every story deserves to be heard. Every life deserves to shine, and everyone deserves access to expert knowledge and medication. The Plus Sides Podcast. You're not alone. It's not your fault.
And weight loss with Iveem, the top prescriber of GLP-1 medications. GLP-1s combat cravings, stabilize blood sugar, boost energy, and balance A1C levels for a regulated body and a kick-started weight loss journey. Iveem makes medical weight loss accessible, affordable, and personal. Schedule a free consultation with a medical provider to explore if GLP-1 medications are the right fit for you. Goodbye restrictions. Hello, Iveem. Your path to sustainable weight loss.
Officially down 120 pounds.
I am down 34 pounds.
Food cravings have subsided. I'm feeling amazing in my clothes.
I'm feeling better. I feel like I have more energy.
The process is a breeze. I can message my doctor at any time, and the entire prescription and medication was sent right to my door. Weight Care has helped over 15,000 people lose weight. Join them today and get $150 off your first month. Book your appointment at joinweightcare.com.
Change rooted in lasting evidence-backed wellness. Say goodbye to unsustainable diet culture with Friday's Weight Management Program, a nationwide virtual care platform built to address your biology.
The reason why I started Fridays is that I noticed that patients with obesity are often improperly treated and told to eat less and move more. Well, the science is in, and we now know that obesity is a chronic medical condition like high blood pressure and diabetes, and that there are many factors, including your genetics, that play a role in the development of obesity. We understand this at Fridays, and that's why we make sure to order labs and specific medications that work with you and your biology.
We're revolutionizing weight management, steering clear of weight loss fads, and embracing a scientifically driven approach. Our program charts a path to a healthier you, leveraging evidence-based treatments, nutritional support, and a team of specialized clinicians dedicated to guiding you towards optimal health. We ensure swift appointment scheduling and provide a knowledgeable insurance team for handling prior authorizations for GLP-1 medication. Fridays will also provide safe, compounded GLP-1 medication alternatives with fair and industry-leading pricing. Our eligibility quiz will match you with the provider that corresponds with your medical needs. Go to joinfridays.com to begin your journey to a healthier you today.
She's going to be mad at me. She's going to be mad at me.
Uh-oh.
But so, you know, you guys know I was part of that Oprah thing. Okay.
Yeah.
And my cousin sent me a message, and she said, oh, I wanted to tell you something. I was on Ozempic and it gave me bad gastritis, and now it might be gastroparesis and yada, yada. And I need to let you know that, because if you're thinking of taking one of those things, I'm letting everybody know that I had a bad experience.
I feel like there's an episode
less than 1%.
Yeah, with Dr. Rosen and
Let's do this clip.
Oh, I have a question too, Jernine. How much did, if you're willing to, you're on the Manjaro, and how much weight did you lose?
Like a true Midwesterner.
What'd you lose? How much did you lose?
I lost 55 pounds.
And how long did that take?
Less than a year. It was fast.
Yeah. Actually, I did my first injection January 17th, 2023. And I met my weight goal October 16th. Now that included a month and a half stall.
Yeah. That's okay. I've had three month stalls.
Okay. 2023 was a stall for me.
Yeah. That was a big ass stall.
Now, I lost two pant sizes.
Now, how much have you lost, Kat?
70. But it took a long time. 2022 to 2024.
So started when I did in summer.
I think that I've been fat for so long and so desperate for so long that I am really, really impatient with this.
Oh yeah. We all were like that though. Like that's what I'm saying. The only reason we're talking about patience now is because we're on the other side of it. We were just like you're feeling in the beginning. That's why when you come to us, we understand. Because we were the same way. You're like, something that fucking works. Oh my God.
Yeah, but I also think something's broke. I'm like, okay, this isn't going to work for me either.
No, it's going to work.
I'm broken. And it's like, no, you just shut the fuck up and wait.
Yeah.
But I also like carbs. I'm not going to give up my wine. Nope. I don't drink as much as I used to, but I still go to the wineries and do a little tasting. So.
Yeah. Yeah,
I feel like Mimi Leakes, you know, that famous. Yeah. You have, like, I can go down to a size 8. But I'm effing hungry. And
yeah, she's hungry.
Right? I could go to that, but I don't feel like it because I'm hungry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We just do moderation. And one thing that Kim, Kat, and I did, and one thing that has helped me is that I had a goal in my head, but I didn't put a time limit on it because I think that puts unnecessary pressure on you, because your body is such a miraculous thing. Yeah. The fact that these medications heal you from the inside out and the weight is just,
it really does.
Right. And it is, and the weight is just a byproduct of a dysfunction in the body. Yeah. So if you allow the medication to heal you from the inside out, it kind of gives you a different perspective, and you are not the only one. All of, you know, so many people are impatient. And one thing that I say to myself is that this weight didn't come on all at once. Mm-hmm. It's not going to leave all at once.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
It isn't. And, but the losses add up. And that's one thing Rosie said. Mm-hmm. Rosie was like, I lose a pound a week, but you know what? At the end of six months.
Yeah.
Boom.
Keep track of your NSVs, your non-scale victories. And what I started doing during the year.
Oh, yeah. The NSVs are really good.
Measuring myself every day, or
like an NSV in itself is the fact that you were eating what you wanted and like in moderation and you didn't gain any weight. Like that we know that's like, not how your body works, right?
And you know what I find is that I can go all day on a, like, honest to God, which is not probably great, but like even today, like I went till 1 o'clock on a cup of coffee and water, and I wasn't starving.
Before, or have you always been that way?
I never was a really breakfast person, but I mean, I'd get hungry, like I'd start getting hungry 11, 12, but like today, like I was out, I was about, I had to go to the convention center. I was doing my thing. I probably got my first thing in my mouth at 1 o'clock. Right.
Yeah.
And even then, you know, it was like a sample thing. So I, at like some point was like, oh, I just can't eat anymore. Like it's my point in telling you that is, I want to share with everybody that when I really get snacky, I like to crunch. And I was the queen of have dinner and then like 10 o'clock, like make a bowl of popcorn or like a mug. I always like would measure it like a mug of Doritos or something. You know what has replaced that? And I'm screaming this from the mountaintops. There are 100 calories. Sugar snap peas.
Ooh.
Oh my God, they're so effing good. Ooh. I swear to God, I have, if you go into my fridge, there's 20 pounds, there's literally 20 bags that are 100 calories for the whole bag. My husband knows not to touch them. But they satiate when nighttime, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, and I'm like, oh, I wanna.
Yeah.
I have my bag of sugar snap peas and it's 100 calories.
Yeah.
And it satiates me. So everybody out there, if you're like me.
Yeah, and you're snacky. Cat's snacky like that. Snappies. Yeah, cats, she's always I like she said she'll go, bitch, go to bed.
I tell myself, bitch, go to bed. You're tired.
Bitch, go to bed. You're tired.
Yeah. Or have a bag of Quest nacho bag. Quest protein chips.
You're okay.
Mm. Good job for me. I get it. Or the ranch flavored ones, but yeah.
Yeah.
I like the loaded tacos.
They're fiber.
Well, they're all
they're fiber.
Like, they have nutrients. Like, you know, like it's good. I think about everything like nourishing. I think of everything like fuel. There's good fuel, and then there's fuel that's like not premium, and there's fuel that's like, you know, McDonald's. Like, but it's all fuel. It all gets you where you're going. And you just kind of want to balance it out. But I'm telling you, before my body, it didn't matter how much I thought like that. It didn't work like that. It doesn't. Yeah. It's not how this works.
Like celery,
you know. Please. And so the medicine makes my body work like that, and then therefore my brain works like it should, and so I can do all the things I've always wanted to do. And
how many of these? This is
how much is that?
64 ounces.
Yeah. This one is, what is this? 40.
Over 40.
And yeah. I try to drink two. 40. I'm not going to lie. It's hard a day.
Okay. Cause I was going to ask you, cause I get about 2 to 3 in, and I just want to make sure that I'm getting enough water.
That's an excellent question for a doctor.
Let's bring him in.
Let's do it.
He's been sitting there like, well, these, you know what? Shut up and invite me.
That's really sweet. Hey, Dr. Weiss.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm watching your auntie's banter.
On my fake
Your fake piano.
I gotta tell you, I couldn't really tell that.
Oh my God, I thought that was your house. I was like, Dr. Weiss is
it looks so real. Like, oh, Dr. Weiss did it. Like by your,
The face. I just don't want you guys to see my messy apartment. So
that's fine.
I didn't know you could do that on StreamYard. Can we do that on StreamYard?
Apparently, but I like your guys' background better.
My pink people like it. I've asked before, like, should we have a cool background? They're like, no, we like staying in your houses. I'm like,
and a print shrine. But on the other wall, they'll say that for tomorrow night. But yeah,
okay, nice. Fair.
Fair enough.
So Dr. Weiss. It's so nice to meet you again.
Yes.
We talked about how you're with Fridays, which is great, but there are people that don't know you. So could you tell us a little bit about who you are and how you help people?
Yeah. So my name is Dr. Weiss. I'm a double board certified family medicine, obesity medicine physician. And me and my partner, Sina, or Mr. Fridays, we embarked on Fridays basically in 2023. Just because of my own personal medical experience from treating patients with all chronic medical conditions, including obesity. I actually did my residency out in Palm Springs, and there's very limited access to care. Not just like in the city of Palm Springs, but a lot of the surrounding areas in the greater Coachella Valley. There's very limited access to care. And I would always notice, like during clinic time, I would spend so much of my time counseling patients and trying to make the most out of their visits, because oftentimes they live so far away and they wouldn't have access to, you know, a care for many months because, again, there's so few providers in an area like that, which I think is not uncommon. And so it kind of made me start thinking of like ways that we can provide better access to care, and particularly in obesity care. So we were thinking like, you know, what if we create like a telehealth platform. I think, you know, the pandemic really showed that telemedicine visits can be very effective and a good adjacent resource for patients that have very busy schedules, or they just don't have like proximal access to care. So then that's kind of where we started to explore getting into the space. And then we really just began to like just delve in more and see all the, you know, strong communities out there. And it really has just inspired us to continue to promote advocacy and just educate, not just obviously people in the community. I feel like y'all are more versed than we are, but trying to continue to spread the word to others to really destigmatize all of this, because
it's and like your videos are super helpful. Like they're just like always trying to help us understand. Like I make a joke about how we're like these GLP-1 evangelists, but it's more because we want to know why it's what's happening. Like you, when you go your whole life being sick and you don't know that you're sick because people just tell you you're fat and lazy. And then you take a medicine and you get to a certain level, a certain dose, like we're talking about with Deanna, where all of a sudden it just was like, oh shit, that's what was happening. And then it's like, you have to, sorry about the cussing. It's her fault. But you know, it's like, you're dead. But that you want to know what's happening. What is this voodoo? You know, and when you make these videos for us, it helps us understand because it's such a complex disease, you know? So I'm like really thankful for it. You know,
of course, you're welcome. And you know, I try to, I mean, it takes a lot of time to do research because it is such a complex disease. And these class of medications, although they've been around, the science as far as how it works is still kind of up in the air. Like there's, because initially it was thought that like GLP-1s primarily just work on the gut, right? It's just, you know, you're just mimicking the gut hormone that's released when you eat. So it slows down the emptying of your stomach. But now we're seeing a lot more of its effects being on the central nervous system, like in the brain, and how that really has helped a lot of patients with food noise. And then other, addictions or cravings that patients have had just outside of just food noise as well. So it's pretty, it's exciting and it's interesting, but there's still a lot of questions that need to be answered. But so that's why, you know, it takes some time to sometimes try to find some of the, you know, for better or for worse side effects some patients are experiencing on these medications, because I think the jury is still out as to what, how exactly these medications are working.
Like how they're accomplishing all the things.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dr. Weiss, I am extremely grateful for your company. I do have one suggestion.
Oh. Please go ahead.
I think we should change the name of the company to Hot Docs. I think it would get you a lot more.
Join Hot Docs.
Yep.
like hunks that move, or what is
help hunks? I mean, you know, my eyes were opened when I saw the chocolate Chippendales, and my eyes would be opened if I saw weight loss management with Hot Docs. It would motivate. Fair.
Should we cut maybe our scrubs a little bit lower?
Yeah. Or something? Yes, that's it. Now you're talking.
Did you see the advertisement?
I mean, you're right. I don't think I've seen that out there.
Put down that burger. Brilliant. Hot dogs.
Brilliant. Hot dogs.
That'll be version two. We'll
version two. Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Or maybe it's like your spinoff company. I don't know.
Exactly. Especially when Cena, you know.
Friday's coming out with the calendar.
Yeah.
Just a little.
Oh my gosh.
Listen, nobody I've met from Fridays is ugly. I'm just saying, everybody's beautiful. So it just hot dog.
I appreciate
it. It goes across the board. The women too. Like I've met some of the female doctors, and I'm like, everybody pretty? Anyway, hot dogs.
Maybe just everyone's wearing a filter. You know, I don't know.
I can definitely attest that that Cena constantly lives with a filter on. So
if you tell Cena that I said this in this podcast, he's literally going to do this. Ready?
Oh, he'll see it.
I'll happily tell him.
I have a question. He'll like legitimately probably text him as soon as he
goes. I'm for sure gonna have to let him know. I've been waiting to actually go on TikTok lives with him just to roast him.
I'm gonna see my account deleted. I'm gonna try to log into my Fridays and be like, delete, like you're
no. No. You're in it now, girl.
Wow. Oh my gosh.
Sorry, Kat.
You're fine. So you're an obesity medicine specialist, right? I've always wanted to ask this each doctor. Do you or have you experienced any like assumptions or maybe like misinterpretations from the greater medical community with obesity medicine?
I feel like the first time I noticed it was actually in medical school, and it was on, our lecture was on obesity medicine, and the professor basically was alluding to that there's some lack of like willpower. And thankfully, all my classmates, we all kind of gasped and actually kind of like all raised our voices, like, what are you talking about? Like, I know we're just med students, but like from everything we're learning and reading, like that's crazy. And he kind of like backtracked a little bit and I was like, well, okay, there's more things to it. But so I definitely, and then even amongst some of my colleagues who, you know, have told, I was like, yeah, you know, I'm practicing obesity medicine. And I think maybe because they're not in like treating patients with obesity, they're in other specialties and they only kind of peripherally hear what's in the news and what's going on. And so they just kind of grab little snippets of it and they're just,
yeah.
Totally not to ready. Say that they're like,
the media sucks. I heard you say it. Yeah.
Yeah. Basically, like, yeah. So, I mean, ultimately they kind of minimize it and just make it seem like, oh, you're just giving Ozempic to everyone. I'm like, no, that's not it.
You're handing it out like candy, Dr. Weiss.
And that's why I'm always like, you know, how much time do you have so we can sit there and talk about this? Because you can go on for hours explaining.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, it's even in some of my lectures for my fellowship, there's just so many subconscious biases in the medical system, mm-hmm. from like the chairs to the scales to, mm-hmm. I think, you know, Kim and I have talked about this previously. We're like about the BMI, there's a lot of archaic things and in medicine that, you know, I think I'm hopeful that younger generations are catching up. There's a lot more mm-hmm. mindfulness and understanding behind the science. So hopefully like future generations of physicians will adapt to and understand the complexity of obesity. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah.
You'll be mentoring them one day, right?
Yes, Tiana.
Hey, Dr. Weiss, who do you think people are going to bully if they don't have us to bully anymore?
Probably me or Cena.
Right. Well, listen though, it really is like when, you know, Oprah said that last night too, when she said like, we are the last kind of acceptable stigma to beat up. Right.
Yeah. Like, she definitely took that from Dr. Toomer, by the way. I love you, Oprah.
Yes, right. I love you, Dr. Toomer.
But I really believe that. I think like the last thing would be like Republicans yelling at Democrats and Democrats,
sure. which is
yelling at Republicans, maybe. But like, you know, the one thing that I know about a lot of these people, and I tell people this, that these people that are coming and speaking out in a very uneducated way,
yeah.
or even some people that maybe are educated in the health field, the fitness people and the coaches and the health coaches mm-hmm. and the blah, 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 blah. You know, I think they're all petrified that the billions of dollars that they've made off of.
Yeah.
They're not going to be making anymore. They're shit in their pants. Right.
That's where a lot of the fear comes
from. How to pivot.
Right. You know?
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's interesting. Even I was reading an article that like companies like Walmart are concerned now and trying to shift as far as like what they're going to offer to customers, because they're like, oh, people are purchasing less products or foods from Walmart because of, you know, people being on GLP-1s. And I mean,
it's like 2% of America.
I know.
2!
I'm like,
2%. Like, it's like,
exactly.
I promise you that 2% of America is not putting Walmart out of business. You
yeah. know? It's like,
exactly. That's the best way to vilify, right? Like,
yep. Yeah. Classic. And so that's what I mean. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I feel like people are always going to find ways to bully people. Yeah. I mean, it's sad. And I mean, I feel like you guys talked about this already on the show, that I mean, people who are on these medications are being stigmatized and bullied. And, you know, I feel like as long as people are still people, there's always going to be, I mean, people, I mean, there's always going to be bullying, unfortunately. It's sad, but yeah, you know, I think people are just too bored and maybe unhappy with their own themselves. Yeah.
It sucks.
Right.
And the big thing that I love that I'm reading is all of these people that are so very concerned for all of the diabetics that aren't getting their medication because we're taking it. Like, oh, you're so concerned now. Like, it's crazy. Right. To me.
But you didn't give a shit about diabetics before.
You don't give up.
That's what I say.
But Trudine's like, that's right. I didn't give a shit about me.
I mean, but like, nobody cared before, but now all of a sudden you're so,
I'm so concerned.
Yeah. Okay. Look, okay.
Well, I mean, exactly. You're so concerned. Like, thanks for your concern.
Yeah.
Go fork yourself.
Thank you.
They transferred it from people who were concerned about my health as like if you were in body positivity. They're so concerned about your health. They just don't like fat people. But now we are shifting that. We're for concern for the heavy person because they're getting help. So now we're going to be concerned about the diet.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Anyway.
Yeah,
they don't care about us.
They don't know.
Right, Michael Jackson.
Oh my God, no. I was just going to pick that up, Kat. I don't know what they really care about. I never catch them.
They don't really care about us.
She's the pop culture queen. And I never catch the pop culture piece. Like, I never catch it. And I just caught it, and you didn't give me a chance.
I'm sorry, Kim. I took it from you.
You did. It doesn't happen very often to me.
Okay. I have people that I'm not fans of, right? But I don't spend any of my time under their social medias and stuff telling them that they're a piece of POS, right? I feel like anybody who comes up and out of, and Kim, you and I have talked about this because we both experienced such online stuff. Nobody happy is spending their time leaving those horrific messages. So my choice with this journey now has been, I'm going to be really transparent. And I'm going to be honest, so nobody can say I'm a fake. Nobody can say, you know, I there's a woman I know. She's in the public eye, and I know her. And she told me she was on Ozempic. And visible weight loss. And by the way, she's not a heavy person. She was an average person who wanted to get really skinny. And now she's in the gym working out. And I think it's funny. I'm like, girl, just tell them what the F you did. Like, you know what I mean? Like, okay, you were the average weight, but now she's in the gym working out with the trainer to make it look like. Yeah. It's like, girl, you told me what you were doing. Like, stop. It's like the people that put filters on. It's like, you know, we can see you, right? You know, we know what you look like, right?
You have a filter on right under your name.
You know what I mean? Like, I see you. Like, you know, I know what you look like. Like, nobody's buying.
No, filter. I like it. Like, we met, we got to meet Tawanda Braxton in Atlanta, and she's like very open and proud about the fact that she takes it as a pick.
Yeah.
And she's like, listen, I was skinny my whole life, and then I'm a woman of a certain age, and I couldn't lose weight anymore, and I want to be skinny, and I like Ozempic, and that's why I take it. I don't have any problem with it. I don't give a shit what anybody says.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right.
Like that.
I'm cool with that. Let's do this. You know,
totally.
It's like, fine. You know, but we've also been learning a lot from the experts that have come on the show about insulin resistance and how it's a spectrum, you know, and how sometimes there are just some people who can white knuckle better than others and for longer than others, and how, you know, especially like after a certain age when your metabolism changes, and these are metabolic medicines, right? Like that's what they do, you know? So I'm trying to like get to a place now, and it's a process, right? Where I'm like, honestly, if it's people that are struggling and they don't have to suffer, like I kind of don't want them to have to, you know? And I kind of, but I've come around, but it's because I've been learning from these doctors for a year now, every week, you know, we have these episodes with them where they teach us all these things, you know, about insulin resistance and about how there are people that you don't know that they're insulin resistant, or they don't even show up as a type 2 diabetic until bam, they do. Everything right. will look fine. Their A1C will be like, word, cool. Mm-hmm. Next month they come type 2. Like it's that fast. And the thing is, when they talk about obesity, especially like prolonged obesity, we've been learning in general that when you've been at like an overweight, if you will, for a certain amount of time, it's kind of like you're there, like you're insulin resistant, and there's not a lot that you can do. You know, you're going to constantly fight your body, and you're going to constantly white knuckle, and you're going to constantly have that food noise, those cravings that you can't control. And it just makes your whole life not, I don't want to say not worth living, because I feel like that's a little dramatic, but like hard to live it. It's difficult to enjoy it because you're miserable, you know? And so I guess just because I've been miserable for so long, if there are other people that just happen to be a little better at white knuckling than I do, then, and they're able to get some help, then I want that for them. But I think that we just don't consider enough that this is a medical problem. You know what I mean? Like weight in general, it's medical for most people. It really is, you know? And I think sick people need medicine. Now, there are people who are sicker, I think, than others, right? Just like our friends with type 2 diabetes, they're further along that insulin resistance spectrum, right? They're there. Like, and we had Dr. Michael Albert on our show on one of our first episodes. And he said, on one of our episodes, I think it was like our finale. Of the first one. He said the most brilliant thing I think I've ever, he says brilliant things all the time. He goes, we would take pre-diabetes and insulin resistance more serious if we would call type 2 diabetes what it actually is. It's organ failure. That's the thing, right? There's only treatment, you know, but they don't. So I'm hoping that we're moving in that direction, you know, where we will consider this earlier and take it more serious earlier before somebody is on the other side of an A1C they don't want to be on, you know? At least that's my hope, you know? I'm off my pedestal, Evangeline. Okay.
I another thing that Oprah said a while ago that she showed last night was when she was saying, I don't want to do that. I feel like I have to do it myself and not take the easy way out.
Yeah.
And then, you know, obviously through education and realization, she's like, oh my God, there's a problem within me. I will say that when I hired that health coach in November, that was the mentality, because GLP-1s were a thing.
Sure.
And they were there.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, like we can't take the easy way out. We got to do it. And then it's like, yeah, but like, look where it got me. It got me to the point of literally yet again, breaking down. It was such a bad place. Like again, and I pretty much gave up. Like had I not met Fridays, I was yet again failing and going to give up. Because that mentality, we have to stop that mentality of like, I can't do this because it's the easy way out.
But it takes away like the obsession.
I think about food all the time, like in terms of nourishing myself and what, because I have to like, there's a lot of mindful eating involved. Like I think about how I'm going to move my body. I think about my calories. I think about my water goals. Like there's nothing, it's the same damn thing that other people that live healthy do. I do it all the time and now it actually works. It's like, that's the only difference, you know? And I don't have any more issues with binge eating. Like that's over for me. You know, honestly, I take it forever just for that.
Right. Yeah. Kim, you gave me a great segue. So if we're taking these GLP-1 medications and it's taking the food obsession away, it's taking that food noise away. There's a lot of people in the community that say like, well, what now? I've had this fixation on this food, all of these issues that I've been obsessed about for so long, and poof, sometimes it's gone. What do I do with myself? So with Just Fridays, within your practice, do you encourage your patients to, like, say, therapy or a therapist to navigate through this big change?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, with our program, we do offer weekly coaching sessions, both with nutritionists, mindset coaching, and then also even movement coaching. But generally speaking, absolutely. I think these GLP-1 medications are helping from the physiological level of addressing food noise, but there's still a psychological component as well that I think therapy, especially mindset therapy, can be really good at not only, you know, helping patients develop like a healthy relationship around food, but also address any underlying triggers that may like create or cause like impulsive behaviors, and then also providing them and coping strategies to manage like stress and other factors that could potentially lead to, like, you know, whether it's compulsive behavior around food. Therapy can definitely help out with just developing coping strategies to manage stress and other emotional states without turning to food or mm-hmm. yeah, especially in a negative way. But also I think, you know, therapy can be helpful for patients to now like fill that void with maybe other things for like, you know, like personal or professional goals or pursuing hobbies or even engaging in social activities. Sure. So I think there's a lot of benefit to therapy and mindset coaching for sure.
That's great. I know that when I was a big time binger, I do believe I shrank and avoided reaching for goals and in life and just sat home and isolated and binged. So yeah, it definitely has been a big change for me.
Yeah. The binging thing, like Kat and I both have that. Right. And it's been like, I don't know how to explain it. I'm just enough, like, you know, but it wasn't always like that. And it wasn't immediate. It was many, many months in, you know, and once I got to certain levels of the medication, but it's been incredible. And I do remember the moment that my emotional relationship with food severed like a cord. And it was like, and it was that fast. And I did not know what to do with myself. And there was a lot
Fridays of therapy,
right? Right. Therapy. And there was a lot of stuff like, what do I do now? That's what I was like. I was like, what do I do now? Because that's all I've ever done for as long as I can remember, the beginning of Kim, you know? And so for me, it was like, how do I feel good? And the answer is I don't need food. I am enough. I am enough. I don't have to constantly, you know, and that is the most powerful shit I've experienced in my life. And I've brought a kid into this world. I'm telling you, like, it's incredible. Like, and it was hard though. It was a transition. That's why I love, like, that's one of the things I love about Fridays. It's not all the telehealth platforms do things around the mindset coaching, right? Because mm-hmm. people don't realize how fucking crazy it's going to be when it hits. Cause you get like the aha moment. You're like, whoa. Right. But some people get it at 2.5. Right. And some mm-hmm. people get it at 12.5, you know,
it's like, anybody
in there?
Yeah. No, absolutely. I mean, I think it's great. Like you mentioned that, you know, I think many of our patients, maybe when they sign up, I mean, their main focus is the medication. Right. Mm-hmm. And I totally get that. But then, like you said, once they start the medication, now there's this void and leaving like, okay, well, what else is there to like help me through this process? And that's why we really try to like push our patients to, you know, hop on these sessions, or if mm-hmm. they can't live, we, you know, pre-record them. So that way they not only have resources, but also feel like, okay, I'm not alone in this journey. And other people are also going through this and having the same types of experiences. And I think that could be very powerful to just promote success.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's that whole long-term thing we always look for, you know? I was wondering, like, I will tell you, I know that you live in a smaller body, but, you know, because hunky doc and all. but
you guys are embarrassing me too.
But
you're making him blush.
I know. I had to mess with you a little bit. Tina would have been.
You have to. Yeah.
Right. It's your hook. There you go. Right.
I'm wondering, like, when you talk to your patients, you know, or any of these patients that you hear from, I often hear things like, well, you need to change the way that you eat and fix your bad habits, or you'll never be successful when you get off this medicine. Well, we've talked about the whole idea of cutting off the medicine a lot, right? But I have to tell you, I don't know how to address bad habits that don't exist anymore. I really think my bad habits were a symptom of my disease. Now, unlike with Deanna, like, she's just kind of, you know, just getting into 7.5, right? I had to get into it and get to the other side on like the higher doses to really like experience this. But those, let me eat like crazy, let me drive through a drive through every chance I get, you know, let me snack at night and not eat my peas, you know, all of those things, like, they don't exist. They just disappeared. So I think it, more than anything, it's more about, how do I build like just other habits, other habits that are good to see if they work for me. How do I expand my palate? How do I do these different things, right? Because I don't like the negativity that like surrounds that. Is this constant, yeah, but like you've got to stop your bad habits, because everybody makes assumption that if you're fat, you have bad habits. Well, first of all, everybody has bad fucking habits. You know, I don't care what size body you're in. You know what I mean? But they just assume it. Just like there are people that I've met that live in smaller bodies that can eat like trash pandas and never gain a pound. You know what I mean? They can. And nobody says shit to them. They're just envy them. Like, trash, you know what pandas. I mean? Like, but they don't understand that the exact opposite is also true, you know? And, you know, have you seen that or experienced that with patients?
Oh yeah. I mean, even in residency, I mean, again, like what Deanna was saying that she has, you know, from like a metabolic standpoint, she's like perfect, picture perfect. And I'll have patients that are in a smaller body size and all their metabolic parameters are out of whack. I mean, that's why, again, BMI is such a bad predictor of health.
Yeah, it really is.
And so it's, again, I get it. There's, you know, it's a tool, but again, it shouldn't be the only tool that is used.
Yeah.
And so, and again, I think it's another thing that's really kind of opened my eyes. And I've tried to even educate some of my colleagues about that, you know, just how like diabetes and high blood pressure is a chronic medical condition. Yeah. So is obesity. And I feel like people unfairly judge people based on their body size and just, again, make all these assumptions, right? Like lack of willpower and just they're lazy and just.
I've never met a fat, lazy person in my life. And let me tell you why, because I've met them now that they've been on medicine and they are boss. I mean, they are like they were just fucking sick. Like that's what it came down to, right? Exactly. Then they got better. And then when you get better, you can do all the things you always wanted to do. And these things stick, you know?
Exactly.
And you know what's interesting about that statement? That when you've been in a bigger body your whole life, and I don't know if anybody will agree with the statement I'm going to make, but you literally have to work harder than everybody else because nobody wants to hold a door open.
No.
They want to judge you. They want to, oh, look at her. Like, you know, like you can't be the hot girl that's like, oh, give me the promotion because I'm so pretty. Like, it's not that. Like, you get nothing handed to you. So we have to work harder. We have to go harder. We have to prove more. We have to show that we're deserving of it. We have to show that we're worthy. I'm working on my worth daily.
Same. Yeah.
You know, because how society treats us and assumes that we are.
Yeah.
It's nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. I think it's the same. If anything, like the people that I know, especially the ones that have dealt with it for a prolonged period of time, right? There is just a certain amount of like, I mean, they're like us, right? Like they have all the jobs and all the kids and all the friends and all the family and all, you know what I mean? Like, you know, all these different things. They just do things all the time, you know? And it's like, but people assume that you are fat. So you're just sitting still. Like you're not active. You don't exercise. Like it's very much this diet exercise thing that's just got to go. Like flush it down the toilet. You know?
The word die is in diet.
Yeah, you know. Facts.
For a reason.
There it is.
Sorry. I will call it I call what I'm doing now. Even when I started in 2023 with the toxic health coach, it was a health journey.
Yeah.
I am on a health journey. I am not on a diet. I'm done with the diets. I'm done with all of that. Mm-hmm. I move a lot. I mean, if I go right now and look at my health meter, I walked 3.5 miles today, literally. Like, I did 8,428 steps so far. Wow. I'm not a lazy person. And anybody that knows me knows that. So that's why when that's thrown at you and the assumptions, like you want to like, I have to do something about my anger management at this point.
You'll get there.
I'm not kidding. Like I really get so mad. And now, because I know
my anti-Weight Watchers videos, people.
That's where the therapy does come in. Because I remember, I've been to workshops and I thought I was being the sweetest thing. And a woman said right to me, "You are so angry." And I was like, "What do you mean I'm angry? I'm so sweet." She's like, "You are angry." So, might be time for therapy.
It's very deep trauma.
I get it.
Very, And I think I'll be doing this for a long time, you know. I think I'll be, I've been going through this since I was a little girl, you know. I think I'll be like this a long time.
We all need hot dogs.
We do. You know?
I'm not letting it go.
Shit, you know? Well, thanks for coming and sharing everything with us, Deanna. Like, feel free if you need to go. Yeah.
I love you guys. And I will be back anytime. And Dr. Weiss, it's been such a pleasure to finally meet Cena's better half. That's what we'll call you. But I do want to leave. I want to leave everybody with something. And it's literally how I end all of my videos. And it was my body positivity bullshit, if you will. I am an absolute masterpiece, and all of you are, and everybody that watches this is. And I really, really mean that, because that statement like saved my life and helped and kept me hanging on. And there's really, you know, I told Cena today in a text message, you are the light at my very, very dark, long tunnel. And I'm going to stay the course, and I'm going to do something I've never done and something I've been fearful of my whole life, being on a medication. And I'm going to take all the bullshit people are going to throw at me to be my best self. And I don't think there's any shame in doing what is right for you, and make the steps, whether it's with Fridays or somebody else, to make those steps to get access to this. And you know what? These are, like I said today, these are glue on Amazon nails, and I'm on box color, but whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes. And making my husband dinner 6 nights a week, because he's wild, and not going out or whatever, but whatever it takes to afford this, to get to the place where I'm healthy and happy.
Yeah.
So I love you all. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much, friend. It was so good checking in with you. I'll talk to you soon.
Bye. Hot dogs.
Dr. Weiss, we know that we have newer medications coming down the pipeline, you know, such as Retatrutide. But what other advances do we see coming in the future for obesity treatment?
That's a really good question. I feel like the GLP-1 space has really opened more, I guess, opportunities for research in the obesity space. I mean, I feel like we're constantly seeing new medications that are being looked at, but then even, and through that process, we're also understanding just more about the complexity of obesity and all the things that kind of factor it, and that there isn't just a one size fits all for the treatment of it, because there's so many different components, from epigenetics or genetics and our environment. I mean, there's so many things that medications that can play into it. There's like a medication right now that this drug manufacturer Amgen I'm sure you guys have maybe heard of it, like MariTide. It's kind of interesting that it's almost the exact opposite of tirzepatide, where it's a GLP-1 agonist and it's a GIP antagonist. And then they're showing that they're getting similar weight loss results from their very early studies. But again, I think it highlights that there's just so many different avenues and mechanisms that plays into obesity, and that it's not just, again, that there's just one medication for all or one type of therapy or treatment for all. So I think it's interesting to see the different treatments that are going to come in the coming years for this space.
It's very exciting. I will say, like, cause you know, JT and I do a lot of lives where there are some people that do lives and give medical advice. JT and I aren't those people, but what we do is say, for me, it's like this, or doctors on our show have told us this, go here and look, right? It's from a doctor. We didn't make it up, you know, that kind of stuff. But what we do hear a lot is people coming going, why doesn't it work for me? Why doesn't it work for me? Or I've tried all of them. And so right now the answer for them, a lot of us, is it may just be that, like, insulin resistance wise, like, this is just not what's going on with you. But I got to tell you, if you've met some people, they've tried Ozempic, or they've tried Victoza, didn't work for them at all, but Mounjaro did, or they tried Mounjaro, didn't work for them all, but Ozempic did. So I can't help but think, like, there is a way with the GLPs, like, in some sort of combination, that it could work for people. We just don't know all the answers yet. And that's why it's exciting. You know, definitely. That's why it's exciting, because we just don't know all the answers yet. But the good news is that we've kind of figured it out. You know what I'm saying? Like we know what the thing is, and now we're trying to like address the thing in different ways, you know? Exactly. So I don't, but we hear a lot of people say, or I lost really slow on Ozempic, but I gained, or I lost really fast on this, you know? And I think that, you know, the more education that we can put out there too, to let people know about like weight fluctuations, right? Like even our friend Deanna, like she doesn't, that happens to her all the time, but she doesn't necessarily know why, you know, but there are reasons for that within the body, you know? And I think understanding those things can help people forgive themselves more and faster, you know, during this process.
For sure.
It's just become, it's such a journey. Like we tease, because it was the Manjaro journey. That was like our hashtag in the beginning, right? Like 18 months out. Manjaro journey, right? Yeah. Yes. And that was like the one that kind of like bound our community together, all GLP-1 people, but specifically like Manjaro people. And it was like, we would all get impatient, or some of us would lose. Like there are people that would lose 2 pounds a week, every week. And there were shot days and all of these different things. But there's people like me where I'd lose 2 pounds and I'd gain 2 pounds and then I'd lose 4 pounds the next week, or I'd stay the same and all these different things. And that's actually more realistic, right? But I didn't know that. You know, because I'm used to weight loss is linear. I never been able to lose more than 30 pounds on my own, you know? And so there aren't enough people, I think, talking about those things. So it's really helpful when one Fridays offers that as part of their program, but also when you guys do things like make those videos on TikTok, you know, because a lot of people can't access obesity specialists, you know, and just having the information to go, oh, is that what was going on? Like that aha moment is what, and yes, I got it from Oprah because I love Oprah. You know, that is for sure like what makes the difference. That is how you make the connections in your brain and how you start to heal, you know?
Definitely. And I mean, I feel like your guys' podcast and there's so many other, you know, other content out there that really educates the community and just keeps people informed. Because like you said, sometimes it could feel very isolating but maybe a lot of people have the same exact questions or concerns and like you said, even like weight loss alone is not a linear process. Yeah. And oftentimes tell patients, like, as tempting it is to like just chase the number on the scale, like it's so much more dynamic and complex of that too, because you can also be gaining muscle mass. So you can't just look at the number on the scale, because your body composition might be changing in a positive way. And so if you're just fixated on a number, it might be discouraging, or it might not actually paint the accurate picture of your health. So,
right. I think it's very, for people in our community, I've definitely seen, if you're not losing every week, it's so easy to go back to that old mindset of this is how it's supposed to be, because that's how it works for a lot of others. But truthfully, like even people come in and they're like, I hit stalls, I hit this, I hit that. I'm like, I know it sucks, right? Like, I don't know what to tell you. You're just gonna have to wait. It's time and treatment. And it's like the worst thing to tell somebody, because I may be like, hey, like, see if maybe you need to eat a little bit more. And they're like, eat more. And I'm like, eat more. Like, you know, but these are all things that you kind of like learn over time. But it's why I think that like there are certain like kinds of, you know, doctors where they'll just prescribe the medication. They're not looking out for you. Do you know what I mean? Like you don't have to see them every month, or maybe you communicate with them in a written format only, like things like that. And it's, you need care. People deserve care, you know? Exactly.
Definitely.
Dixie agrees. So.
And then also, I mean, that's why it's nice too, as much as I'm so awkward on social media, like when I see questions after posting a video, I'm like, oh, this is great. Like there's more questions that we can potentially help answer patients and it can maybe reach a wider audience, and maybe like not even their Fridays patients, but just people in the community that are wondering, hey, like, you know, is this normal, or I'm experiencing this, or, and so I think we really are appreciating the platform and the reach that it has to the community. So,
Well, hopefully we don't get it banned. If we do, Instagram, YouTube channel, we should talk about that.
Yes, I know. That definitely is something we need to work on.
Awesome. I feel like we inadvertently answered all the questions that we had. You know what I mean? Like, took a lot of your time. Like natural conversation. And I knew with Deanna, it was just going to like flow like a conversation as opposed to being like super Q&A. So I think it worked out really well. Did you ladies have anything else that you wanted to ask?
I think so. Do?
No, I mean, I feel like it was, we had a really good discussion and I really, you know, enjoyed being on here and, just hearing everyone's stories and experiences. And I mean, again, this is also a learning opportunity for, from the clinical side too. I feel like it, I think clinicians do need to hear the perspective of the patient. Cause I think it's both, we learn from both directions. And so it's a unilateral thing. And so I feel like this is, every time, you know, I either from listening to your podcast or other segments, I mean, it's always been something that I take away from. So,
oh, that's nice. Thank you. Well, we feel the same about your videos. So thank you for all you do and for explaining very complex things in a way that we can like understand them. So, you know,
thank you.
Well, thank you, everyone. It's been a lovely conversation. Even with this little girl, like she's just like such a little, I don't even know, like a Muppet.
She is so cute. She knows what you're talking about.
Cute.
Oh, she rules this roost. So she does not want to get let down. So I'm like, okay, that's fine. As long as you're quiet. but thank you so much. We will exit you stage left so that we can talk behind your back now. So you are free to go. And thank you so much. We appreciate your time and your contribution to our movement.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dr. Weiss.
Oh, Dixie liked him. You know,
let me talk.
She's like, let's
have some conversation.
He is a hot dog.
That was so.
I'm a hot dog.
Y'all making me blush. I was like, oh my gosh. But it was a hoot, a whole entire hoot. Hot dog.
Whole entire hoot.
Yes. Join Friday's calendar.
So blushing.
He was so blushing. I know, right? But he's very sweet. He's very sweet and very smart. So it's nice. It's been a really good like relationship to be able to explore with them. Like it has they both have such good intentions. Like everybody wants to build a business and take care of their family, make money. Right. But they have really good intentions to try to make theirs as good as they possibly can to align with like their goals and objectives and which is to take care of people. Do you know what I mean? And so I like that. Y'all know I'm picky as hell. Y'all know how picky is hell. Oh, no,
yes.
What does Dixie think?
Look, yes. Okay. Very picky.
Don't lick my face. Ew. Okay. Anyway, NSVs. I know JT has one. What's your NSV?
Oh, I can just wear this dress.
Cute.
From like 15 years ago.
Dude.
And it fits comfortably.
And it's in again.
I know.
You know?
Right. I'm like, oh, okay. But yeah.
Love it.
I can fit this dress again.
Yeah.
I
can't wait. I love it.
Yes.
How about you, Kat? You got anything this week?
I posted something today, which will, whenever this airs one day in the future, you'll have seen it by now. I wore one of my, so what my husband does every Christmas, he gets me something UNC. That's where I went to school. Yeah. Everybody, I'm not just a Tar Heel fan. FYI.
God forbid.
Where I went to school.
I went to school there.
That's where I went to school. But he gets me something UNC every year. And so now I'm starting to go through the clothes that he got me and starting to feel a little bit ashamed. Always ashamed, but he didn't care. But he got me this long sleeve t-shirt. It was a 2X. And dang it, when you get big, the girls get bigger too. And so the shirt wouldn't fit right. I was like, this is a 2X. This 2X is starting to fit me like a medium. What is going on? And I had cut the edges because I've learned the tricks. You can kind of cut your shirt in a way to make things fit baggier. Man, that thing is a nice big old shirt. And Jernine gave me the idea to get a tucky to make it fit. Because it's big. Yep. And so it's going to be perfect. I'm going to wear it because we're in March Madness right now.
Oh, that's right.
Yes. Hey.
Number one seed.
And she has to remind us that UNC is the number one seed.
Thanks.
State, you know, we got a whooping by North Carolina State last week. So,
well, are you still number one?
Yeah.
Still number one seed.
I hear like that thing that they go, that thing they have. That's what I hear whenever you say that.
The daggone.
Who cares, Ken?
I don't know what is my print stuff. I will not throw away my print tees and I will not repurpose my Carolina stuff.
I get it. Yeah, sure.
But now you have a tucky and it'll look fabulous.
I have an NSV. I had a major boutique reach out to me that's going to send me free clothes to do ads. What? And I'm like, fat girl dreams. I'm sorry, like hash girl, hashtag fat girl dreams. That's what it is. Like, you're going to send me clothes to wear.
I love it.
Stop it.
Yeah.
I'm excited. No.
Look.
Listen.
Hashtag dreams coming true.
Listen, advocacy does not pay well. I need new clothes. Okay. We spend a lot of time doing this and we don't make anything. Okay. We love it though. We love it. She was fabulous. Like I knew she would be. She was great. But you could tell like she's learning and going through the process and all the things. Like she's only a few months in, you know? And you know how it is, like, especially like you and Kat in the bit. Like, I wasn't just like dropping it right away. I was not. It took me time, you know?
Yeah.
And Cause when I went to go get my PA renewed for Saxenda, I hadn't lost enough, you know? Cause I've always been kind of slow, you know, loser. No,
yeah.
Who would ever say it? Like when I say slow loser,
that's so messed up. Insurance is like, listen, you're not moving. You're not
losing yourself enough
for us. So we're not going to pay for your medicine.
Go fork yourself.
Yes. Go fork yourself. Thank you,
Deanna. Unfair.
Yeah.
The fact that she's so open and she's learning and it's so
learning.
Amazing to like watch someone learn and like their eyes are like looking different now.
Yeah.
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 With a great sense of humor.
Oh, she's wonderful.
Oh, a beyond great sense.
But I get it. Like, I mean, she was on America's Got Talent, I think.
Yes, she was.
Yeah. We should have talked about it on the show. I'll put it in the notes. But she's an actress and a singer, and she was on the Jardians commercial.
Yep.
And she put that as on her page, on her TikTok page, because she was very proud of it. Who wouldn't be, you know? And the fat shaming content.
Those a-holes. You go to YouTube.
And when I met her, it was really funny. Like I didn't even get a chance to duet her or anything. I was going to duet her that night, but it was very echoey when I was trying to do it. So I was like, I'll just do it the next morning. I was going to duet it. And then I woke up the next morning and I was just like, hey guys, like all the people started tagging me after that. And I was like, I got it. We're cool. But I put a message on her video and it was going viral. And she goes over to my comment. She goes, I don't know how to explain it, but I feel like I need to talk to you. And I was like, when do you want to talk? And we set up a call and we talked for like an hour and she told me all the things. Cool. And I mean, like all the things about her. And it was incredible. And I was just like, she's like, we're friends forever now. I'm like, score. I'm a Scorpio. That's how I roll. Was it friends forever? I'm there, you know? And then after that, we've just kind of stayed in touch and, you know, she went to see a doctor and, you know, all the things that she needed to do. But it's just been like a process and she's still going through it. But I just think she's been through a lot being in the public eye like this. And I'll text her sometimes when I get some bad stuff and I'm like, I'm broken today. And she's like, girl, you don't know. And I'm like, I know I don't, because hers is at a whole other level, you know, but she handles it in stride, even though it like hurts her. She just finds a way to get through. She's very tough, you know, mm-hmm. And it's nice to meet people that are like really tough, but also like really sensitive. You know, I feel like I find that a lot in people that struggle with obesity, you know, but regardless, it is a disease. Yep. We shall eradicate it. Hallelujah.
We shall.
Evangelism. And with that,
jazz fingers. No, I'm just joking.
With that, thank you for joining us for another lovely episode. We love you very much and we will be back next week.
Woo!
Yep. You're not alone. Not your fault. Hasta la pasta. Now you're ready.
Iovine, the top prescriber of GLP-1 medications. GLP-1s combat cravings, stabilize blood sugar, boost energy, and balance A1C levels for a regulated body and a kick-started weight loss journey. Iovine makes medical weight loss accessible, affordable, and personal. Schedule a free consultation with a medical provider to explore if GLP-1 medications are the right fit for you. Goodbye restrictions. Hello, Iovine, your path to sustainable weight loss.
Time for a change rooted in lasting evidence-backed wellness. Say goodbye to unsustainable diet culture with Friday's Weight Management Program, a nationwide virtual care platform built to address your biology.
The reason why I started Fridays is that I noticed that patients with obesity are often improperly treated and told to eat less and move more. Well, the science is in, and we now know that obesity is a chronic medical condition like high blood pressure and diabetes, and that there are many factors, including your genetics, that play a role in the development of obesity. We understand this at Fridays, and that's why we make sure to order labs and specific medications that work with you and your biology.
We're revolutionizing weight management, steering clear of weight loss fads, and embracing a scientifically driven approach. Our program charts a path to a healthier you, leveraging evidence-based treatments, nutritional support, and a team of specialized clinicians dedicated to guiding you towards optimal health. We ensure swift appointment scheduling and provide a knowledgeable insurance team for handling prior authorizations for GLP-1 medication. Fridays will also provide safe, compounded GLP-1 medication alternatives with fair and industry-leading pricing. Our eligibility quiz will match you with the provider that corresponds with your medical needs. Go to joinfridays.com to begin your journey to a healthier you today.
You interested in understanding GLP-1 medications like Ozempic, Wegovy, or Mounjaro? Then join us on The Plus Sides, Cracking the Obesity Code, the groundbreaking podcast helping people change their lives one episode at a time. The Plus Sides podcast is a disruptor. We're breaking down barriers, smashing stereotypes, and sharing inspiring stories that'll leave you feeling informed and empowered. Join us every week to learn from doctors who are specialists around GLP-1 medications like Ozempic, Wegovy, or Mounjaro. They'll provide you with science and facts to validate these incredible stories. But that's not all. We'll also bring you the voices of the GLP-1 Mounjaro TikTok community, real people who face the challenges of obesity, related diseases and disorders, and discovered the incredible plus sides of GLP-1 medications. Our episodes are filled with heartwarming stories, laughter, and moments of triumph. You'll connect with our amazing community members who are reclaiming their health and experiencing their fullest lives. Are you ready to embark on a journey of discovery and empowerment? Tune in to The Plus Sides, Cracking the Obesity Code, and together we'll change the narrative around obesity and end the stigma. Subscribe now on YouTube or your favorite podcast platform and join our incredible community. Let's celebrate the plus sides of life together, because every story deserves to be heard. Every life deserves to shine, and everyone deserves access to expert knowledge and medication. The Plus Sides Podcast. You're not alone. It's not your fault.